Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, News.
Good morning, I'm Sean Gordon and here's your headlines. Police Scotland have reported a 3% drop in domestic violence. A community bid to take over a former church in Portobello has been given the green light by the Scottish Government. And mystery in Morningside, as residents of Nile Grove wonder why their postbox has been painted blue. Domestic violence has dropped by 3% in the past year in Scotland. The figures have been released by the Scottish Government of incidents reported to Police Scotland. According to the statistics, 80% of the victims are women. Most of the abuse happens at home, and in half the cases, the victim, accused, or both were already known to the police for previous incidents. Clara Ribera will bring us more in our 1pm news day. Now, for the national news with Victoria Sherbakova.
Mobile phone network provider Vodafone has been charged £4.6 billion after investigation into breaching customers' rights. The communications regulator, Ofcom, concluded that Vodafone failed to credit 10,000 accounts using PaySego system. Vodafone offers profound apologies, promising to fix the issue in the future.
It is apparently the most complained about mobile company. It's happened for over the last few years. People have complained and complained about all sorts of things, like trying to get out of contracts, not being allowed to, even though they were really should have been allowed to. Their mobile network not working over and over.
Super parenting has proved to help children with autism, a long-term study has shown. The trial with 152 families started shortly after the children were diagnosed at around the age of 3. In the half of the families given the usual therapies, 50% were severely autistic at the beginning, and that percentage has predictably increased to 63% after 6 years. Mel Scott's 5-year-old son, Sam, has autism. She's taken the course and says any information for mums and dads is useful.
It's the unspoken rules that other children pick up that children with autism often don't. So this is where talking to him, showing him how to take turns, slowing things down for him, showing what other children are feeling, all these things we hope he can take into his interactions with other kids.
The approval of Heathrow Airport expansion is causing a stir in the government. The Conservatives say they won't be putting up a candidate in by-election triggered by Zach Goldsmith's resignation as MP. The Transport Secretary is expected to visit Newcastle later today to discuss the benefits of Heathrow expansion that will bring for the whole of the UK.
People hopefully will vote for me, give me the mandate that I need to continue this fight. I don't believe Heathrow will be delivered. I see this by-election as a referendum on Heathrow, and I think we will hopefully act as one.
The former Portobello Old Parish Church in Belfield Street is set to become the first urban community buyout under new legislation. Locals want to turn the church into a multi-purpose community hub for clubs such as Scout and Brownies. The government has agreed the project is of community benefit and given it first option to buy the building. One estimate for the value of the property has been put at £600,000, however the community is hoping it will be lower than that. The community hope to get an 80% grant from the Scottish Land Fund and the rest from fundraising. Lindsay McEwen will bring us more on the story at 1pm. A postbox in Morningside's Nile Grove has been painted blue. Eagle-eyed commentators on Twitter are speculating the stunt may be a pro-independence statement, with others preferring the idea that there is some anti-Tory meaning. Until the mystery vandal is found, it remains a mystery. And finally, here's Kieran Scott with today's sport news.
Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers faces an old friend as his team are up against Ross County in the Scottish Premiership tonight. The Parkhead boss worked alongside opposite number Jim McIntyre as a player when both men were at Reading. Celtic could go 7 points ahead in the league after Aberdeen were beaten 1-0 at Hamilton last night. Rodgers has mentioned that he's looking forward to the reunion.
I was a young coach there at the time. He'd been brought in and obviously was a very good technical player, very good in the air and very committed. So I would expect his teams to be likewise. But I haven't seen him for a long time. So I look forward to that.
Andy Murray starts his Vienna Open campaign on the centre court against Slovak Martin Kližan this afternoon. For Murray, it's a chance to further close the gap on Novak Djokovic in the world rankings. Meanwhile, fellow Briton Kyle Edmund quit with injury during his first round match with David Ferrar yesterday. He tells Sky Sports News, whatever happens, it's a fair fight.
It's not about one event. It's about a total season of 17, 18 tournaments, and whoever performs best over them will get there.
Former Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson says it's no surprise to see Hampden Park host games at Euro 2020. Glasgow's one of the 13 cities that will share matches at the tournament. Hampden most recently hosted the 2002 Champions League final and a 2007 UEFA Cup showpiece. Sir Alex says it's a special place.
Well, I think the tradition of having finals, I think it's the reason that they're getting the contribution to 2020, the home of some fantastic finals. You know, you can't even think of a bad final has been here. So I think it's the correct one because it's a great football home.
This is Radio Napier.